From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia criticizes U.S. policy. Russian and U.S. officials have traded accusations over their respective policies in Afghanistan, pointing fingers of blame at each other. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. A senior U.S. administration official tells VOA what the president put forward is not a military-only strategy. A suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in Kabul killed several people, including two police officers, and wounded many others during Friday prayers. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Najib Danish confirmed that at least one attacker blew himself up at the gate of the mosque, while several others stormed inside. Islamic State claimed responsibility. An eyewitness says he saw at least three women and several children wounded and lying on the floor during the incident. Family members of those still in the mosque gathered outside. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has been in Ukraine, where he delved into the possibility of the U.S. sending lethal weapons to Ukraine. More from VOA's Carla Babb at the Pentagon.
The Ukrainians in general have wanted more and more support with even lethal weapons. The problem with it on the United States side, however, is that there are two camps, essentially. There's the one camp that feels like it is morally right to provide Ukrainians with the tools that they need to support themselves and protect themselves from what is clearly determined by many is Russian aggression. There is another camp, however, that acknowledges this point, but then worries that providing such weapons would provoke Russia and escalate the conflict further, causing even more Ukrainians to die. So it puts the United States in a very difficult position.
This is VOA News. Syrian army officials say Lebanon-based Hezbollah and Syrian armed forces are closing in on Islamic State positions along the Lebanon-Syria border. Syrian troops have recaptured large parts of Syria from IS occupation. A senior United Nations official warns some 20,000 civilians held hostage by Islamic State in the Syrian city of Raqqa are in great danger, and everything possible must be done to help them escape. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, said the needs of thousands of civilians trapped in five Raqqa neighborhoods under Islamic State control are beyond belief. He says civilians are suffering large casualties from heavy shelling by the Syria government and the constant air raids by the U.S.-backed coalition forces.
There seem to be no real escape for these civilians. I cannot think of a worse place on earth now than in these five neighborhoods for these 20,000 people.
Egeland says the UN is urging the humanitarian task force, including members of the coalition fighting to retake Raqqa, to do whatever is possible to help people escape the embattled city. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A ferry carrying more than 100 people capsized in Brazil, killing at least 18 people. It was the second deadly maritime accident this week. The Navy was able to rescue 21 people. Hurricane Harvey has strengthened as it moves across the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, heading toward the coast of the U.S. state of Texas. Peak winds are already clocked at 160 kilometers per hour, and they are expected to surpass 200 kilometers per hour when the hurricane hits a 600-kilometer-wide swath of coastline. Harvey is expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of Texas coast during the next 3 days. President Trump has renewed his attacks on members of the Republican Party, this time lashing out at them for creating what he called a mess of the debt ceiling legislation process. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan has been the focus of Mr. Trump's criticism.
The path for the debt ceiling is we will pass legislation to make sure that we pay our debts, and we will not hit the debt ceiling. We'll do this before the debt ceiling. There are many different options in front of us on how to achieve that. We'll do that because this is about paying the bills that we already racked up, making sure we pay our debts. We pay our debts in this country. We will continue to do so. So I'm not worried that that's not going to get done because it's going to get done.
If Congress does not raise the debt ceiling by the end of September, the federal government may not be able to pay some of its bills. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.